I like that, y'all. Have church. Have church. Have church. We came here to have church. Listen, I was reading my Bible the other day. Church. And David said I was not when they said unto me, let us go into the church. Come on, have a church. I like that. Have a church. Whoa.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about the Lord is my helper. Amen. How many of you need some help? How many of you know you got some help? Amen. Let's look at verse number 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. I thank you that you will show yourself strong here in this very hour. We look to you. You are the strength of our life. And we say that you are our helper. And we're grateful for that. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Notice here it talks about being content with such things as you have. Now, it's not talking about you being content with things that are in your life that don't line up with the will of God. You should be content with those things. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be content with things that don't line up with the word of God. Amen. I'll be content as long as I've got the will of God going. I'm content in the will of God. I'm not going to be content not having enough. I'm not going to be content being sick. Amen. 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 I'm not going to be content having sinful habits. I'm going to be content in the will of God. Be content with such things as you have, for he have said, God has said something. What did God say? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, God is saying, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you to your own means. I will not leave you without aid or support. That's what that means. He's not going to leave you without aid or support. He's not going to leave you without help. I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, because we have a word from God that he will not leave us and he won't forsake us. He will not abandon us. He'll never turn his back on us. then we can boldly say some things. And one of the things that we can boldly say is, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. Amen. Let me read that out of the Amplified Bible. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have in the will of God. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you. Listen to this. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold upon you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? When your life is in God's hands, you don't have to fear any man. When your life is in God's hand, you don't have to fear any man. Amen. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Tell somebody next to you that the Lord's your helper. Now, some of y'all didn't do it right. Because how did he say it? That means without circumlocution. That means with confidence. Amen. But not a lot of words, just bold, confident, fearless, courageously say it. Look them in the eye and tell them again. You're supposed to say that boldly. You're not supposed to say that sheepishly. You're not supposed to say that scared. You're not supposed to say that like you don't have any confidence in the Lord. You're supposed to say that boldly. So that we may boldly. Now, the Lord said something so we could have something to say. He said, I will not leave you. No, 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 no. I'll not let you down. I won't abandon you. I won't leave you helpless. So that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Amen. That's right. You have a helper tonight. Amen. Tell your neighbor again. Tell him boldly again. How many of you need some help? Oh, I thank God that he's a helper tonight. A helper, somebody called alongside to help you, to give you aid and assistance. Amen. And he's the best kind of help you can find. He's not just any kind of help. He's the best help. Because he know everything. And he got all power in his hand. Why should I be afraid when I know the Lord done told me he ain't going to leave me? So he guarantees me his presence. Whether I can feel him or not, I know the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me right now. Tell your neighbor that. Yeah, he's with you right now. Right now. The Lord is with you right now. Even right now, the Lord is with you. Amen. Say it. The Lord is with me right now. Say that the Lord is in this place right now. Say, the Lord going home with me tonight. He ain't ever going to leave me. That's right. God knows how to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 107. Now, when the Lord starts helping you, he can help you in a lot of different ways. He can send somebody to help you. Right? So God can put the right person in your life at the right time to help you. That's help that came from the Lord. Amen? All right, let's look at Psalm 107, verse 1. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? All right, if you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, if you've been delivered from the devil, you know you ain't got to be scared of no man. Right? Tell your neighbor, I'm redeemed. Tell him, say, I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. So you need to start thanking God. Spend more time thanking God than you do talking about your problem. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, say so. Amen. Glory to God. So you're redeemed. Because you're redeemed, the word redeemed means to buy back through the payment of a price. That means that you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to God. And because God purchased you, he said, I ain't going to leave you and I ain't going to forsake you. I'm going to help you. Amen. You just got to want help. And then you got to listen when help come. You got to listen to the instruction. When God give you an instruction, your help is in that instruction. Amen. And then God surround people around you with help. Turn to Acts chapter 26. Oh, let me tell you something. The Apostle Paul, did he have some help? Oh, yeah, he had some help. But you know what? He said there was the Lord that helped him. But how did the Lord help him? The Lord helped him by putting people around him that got him out of dangerous situations. Now, I like this scripture here because this is our foundation scripture for our church. Verse 18, Paul's giving his testimony to King Agrippa and to his entourage. And he's telling them about the day he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he's telling them what Jesus told him. And in verse 18, Jesus told Paul, he said, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those which are sanctified by faith that's in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Notice here that obedience plays a part in your help. You want God to help you, you got to obey. You want God to help you, you got to be faithful. Amen? Because if you're not faithful, you're going to be in a place you ain't got no business being. Unfaithfulness always puts you out of the will of God with the wrong people, the wrong place, the wrong time. Because God will assign you to a place. He'll assign you to a people. Amen. He'll give you an appointed time that you're supposed to be there. And if you're not faithful, see, you will drift away from the place that God appointed for you. And you'll be somewhere where you ain't supposed to be, but and still wanting help. But the help is in the appointed place. The help is with the appointed people. Amen. The help comes in the appointed time. Listen to this. He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Everybody get it? Obedience and faithfulness go hand in hand. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Yeah.